Hello, this is Matt speaking.
Hey, Matt, it's Byron. How are you, man?
Oh, Byron, babe. You're on no caller ID, babe.
Yeah, that's how I sort of infiltrate. This is part of my dodginess.
Yeah, clearly. Jesus, I would hate to think of all the girls you've called on a blocked number.
I'd have to think of how many private, what do you call them, blocked numbers you're answering. I think that's the biggest story. Amazing.
Hey, Lord. You never know who's calling you.
So, mate, what I wanted to check here, so you've woken up to a flood. So I just want to record this with you now. So, Matt, you're one of my mates, and I've seen in my Insta story that you've woken up to a flood. So where exactly are you? Oh, there's a nice leather jacket. There you go. Oh, at least you're looking good while you're being flooded out.
Cheers, mate. No, I'm actually based directly opposite Angler's Tavern. So I'm right on the riverfront in Maribyrnong. And I got a text at 4 a.m. saying, hey, look, guys, bit of a warning, heads up, like, you know, time to evacuate soon. Then at 5 a.m., I got a knock on the door from the police being like, you guys should evacuate in the next half an hour. And then at 5:30, they were like, get out now, because things have escalated. And we came downstairs when I posted that video, and there was water in my car park, and I pretty much just packed up the essentials, family photos, a passport, an overnight bag, got in the car, drove off. By the time I looked back, the entire street was underwater.
Mate, you know, and we go about our day because it's affecting just this kind of small slice of Melbourne, and then the rest of us, it's like any other day, which is just such a strange thing to think we have floods in the middle of our city. When are you likely to be able to go back to your house and see what's happened?
To be honest, mate, I have absolutely no idea. I drove out and the roads out of the area were cleared, obviously, so people could evacuate. The roads into the area have been completely blocked off. So I'm not entirely sure. Lucky for me, I do work for a fashion brand, so I can always get a new wardrobe.
Well, as I was about to say, I love your work at Superdry. But what I was about to say was, mate, quite genuinely, I'm 20 stories up in the CBD. If you need a place to crash, you're welcome at mine.
Oh, Byron, you're an absolute gem. We love you. You know we love you. So, I mean, like, look, we might have to take you up on that offer, depending on how soon we can get back. But look, fingers crossed, we should. I think the main thing is that everyone's safe and out of that space. Whilst it gets crazy. And, like, look, you were talking about how it's only affected, like, a small sliver of it. I was just checking the news now, and it's spread to Ascot Vale, and Kensington apparently is flooding now as well. So it's getting closer and closer to the city.
It's amazing. All right, well, we're thinking of everyone affected, and if any of us have mates who are in affected areas, obviously put them up and be there for them. All right, mate, we'll see you soon. Take care, all right?
Ciao, Bella. Be good. Talk soon.
Brilliant, mate. That was great. I'll put that on air later. I'll let you know what time.
Thanks, Bella. Talk soon. If you need anything, just let me know.
Yeah, legend. Thanks, mate. Bye.
Ciao. Bye.